Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to UWC Radio Live on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Lance Winters. I'm the host with the most, but I can't do it all alone. Tonight, I'm joined by the one, the only, the incomparable, the desirable, the hacking your computer soon, Miss Sonia. Sonia, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm full of energy. I'm ready to ramp up through the show. But first, I want to learn a little bit. Tell me something you learned in school this week so I can apply, you know, that free knowledge. You know, I don't want to go to school, but I want to learn.
Right now it's just basic stuff, like basic computer stuff you probably already know. Like, you know, just it's the beginning. I'm in the beginning still. Not everything I already know. I haven't got a hack.
Okay. Don't be afraid to give me that juicy information once you progress in the next couple weeks and months. You know, I want to get the inside scoop, you know what I'm saying? This is hood learning over here on the low.
Yeah. I just started, though, so we haven't really done much to, like, really talk about yet, you know?
Yeah. well, that's fine, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we are not joined by Robbie Phoenix. Robbie Phoenix is busy. He's away right now. He's training wrestlers right now, ladies and gentlemen. If you have aspirations of becoming a wrestler in the West Covina area, please hit up Robbie Phoenix. That's Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y dot Phoenix. That man will help you get into shape, train you to be the best you can be. This week he was training with such talents as the God King and other superstars. I don't want to give out, you know, their names, you know, because they're still stars in the making, you know. And you could be a star in the making by going to West Covina Pro Wrestling School with Jesse Hernandez. Also, missing tonight is Luis Ordonez. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you keep Louis in your thoughts, your prayers. He's going through a lot. He had a triple heart bypass flux capacitor in his heart. He's been having some issues with that. So please keep him in your dreams and your blessings, whatever it may be. Feel free to hit him up, though. You know, when he's not able to run around with us and get business done, but he can still get business done within the house. What kind of business, you may ask? I'm talking about merch designs. You know, anytime you have an idea for merchandise, whether it's a new logo, whether it's clothing accessories, stickers, anything like that, you can hit up Luis Ordonez 87 on Instagram. You'll be able to find him there. He's got cheap, affordable rates with a quick turnaround time. You know, he doesn't have much to do right now, so he's just relying on this job right now to get the bills paid. Ladies and gentlemen, quality service. You don't go wrong with him. Also, for the ladies, if you're looking for cute little makeups, looking for cute little outfits, one-of-one pieces, you can check out Little Green Dress Boutique. That's right, Little Green Dress Boutique. They're on Instagram as well. They have the greatest options when it comes for wholesale as well. If you want to get a 12-pack of cups, banners, you know, anything that you would incorporate for a party, you know, like, you know, you have these parties all the time, quinceañeras, graduation parties, birthday parties. They help with all those kind of accessories so you don't have to go to Party City and get something general and basic. Get something cutely designed at Little Green Dress Boutique on Instagram. Tonight, our special guest, she's been a part of our community for quite some time. She's been on the podcast a few times in the last year or so. That is the Royal Hawaiian. So make sure you tune in for that. We're going to have her in there pretty soon. But right now, I want to just get it out of the way. We got some sad times going on this week in the wrestling society and the community as a whole with the passing of Ole Anderson at 84. and Virgil at 61.
Yep.
Both these guys are very influential. I mean, Virgil was the meat sauce daddy. I don't know if you remember those memes from 2 years ago or so. He was the meat sauce daddy. He's got plenty of promos that are, you know, that filled me up with joy. Ole Anderson helped build up what turned into WCW. And what are
it
your thoughts
like
on
we
this?
Have a caller.
Sonya, 'cause you're a little older. Oh, we got a caller
wait,
already. Let's plug him in.
All right. Hello.
Well, if you're hearing this voice, you've made the right choice. Because it's Triple M, the golden voice of professional wrestling.
Triple M, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, my man. We're just right here in the beautiful city of Pico Rivera at Shakey's, supporting the Little League team, the Cubs, here in Pico Rivera. As you know, Glamour Pro Wrestling has a show coming up this Saturday here in the beautiful city of Pico Rivera. And I had to call in when I heard that the Royal Hawaiian, April Hom, was going to be one of your guests.
Yeah, we're going to have a random about 10 or so minutes. I'm glad you're able to plug in and tune in with us, Mike. You've been a great guest in the last year. What's going on with you? What's new, buddy?
All right, like I said, just right here promoting the show on Saturday. But I do want to touch on April real quick and just let everybody know how special she is in professional wrestling as far as on the independent scene. She's one of the biggest advocates for women's wrestling out there, making sure a lot of these very talented and up-and-coming females get on the scene, are shown with prominence, and really helping and guiding some of their careers. On a personal level, April has been a great friend, someone that I love and adore. I jokingly say she's one of my wrestling aunties, and now because of that, I'm in the Polynesian family. But I can't tell you that how big of an influence she's been on some of the stuff that I've been doing recently. I mean, her advice is so valuable considering how long she has been in the industry.
Yeah, she really is a fountain of wisdom and knowledge. And anytime I get the chance to sit under that tree of knowledge, I soak up as much as I can.
And a little known fact about this April Hom, if you guys have a Pepe Tacos near you,
we got another call in.
So, you know, hook
you
up,
have another call in?
We got another call in right now.
No worries. Hey, it's just fun chatting with you guys. Check me out on Instagram at 3ELEM84. It's the same on TikTok. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for
calling.
Thank
you, Mike. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Much love and peace.
All right. We got callers calling in. Let's who we have now.
Hello, caller.
Yes, this is George.
Hey, how's it going, George?
Pretty good. I have a question for the Royal Hawaiian.
I'm sure. Can you call back in about 10 minutes when we have her on? Because she's not on until 7:15. But if you call back,
okay, no
you
problem.
Can address her personally and give her a message.
Sure thing. So call back in how long?
See you soon, George.
In like
7:15, we'll have her on.
5 and 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's crazy. We're getting a lot of calls today already. That's awesome.
That's the Royal Hawaiian Effect, ladies and gentlemen. We have a Joe original champion in the building, so everybody wants to pop up, show love. That was Mike Triple M. We've had him on the show before talking about the case he has with his son right now, Hanko.
Yeah.
But he wants to show some love. George wanted to show some love, so we'll make sure they call back once we have Royal Hawaiian on in about 6 minutes. But wow, I thought it was we're Mr. Popular over here at UWC Radio, aren't we?
But no, it's just for Royal Hawaiian, not us.
Hey, don't. Hey, we're all here together. It's a group action, you know. So as I was stating earlier, how do you feel about the passings of Ole Anderson and Virgil? Did you have any experience with them? Did you have any stories, or is it just sad to hear?
No, No, I'm just sad to hear. I don't have no stories about them, but I do remember seeing them. Yeah, it's just sad. Like, so many people are dying.
It's not a good start to the year, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm a little too young to be in that center of the world of Ole Anderson and Virgil. I've only seen them through video and content. But to the people who know them, I wish my deepest condolences to them and their family, that they find peace and they're able to move forward positively. Speaking of old people on their way out, Sting's last match is this weekend, and it's going to be in a tag team match, him and Darby Allin, the champions of AEW, taking on Nicholas and Matthew Jackson, the Young Bucks, as most know them as. And Sting, how you feel about that? Were you a fan of his? Am I excited to see him go? Are you sad to see him leave? How you feeling about that?
I love Sting. I'm a little sad about it, but I mean, he's old, so I expect it probably at this point.
Yeah, and I guess yesterday was his last showing, like at a house show or a taping or whatever you want to call it. And he did the classic coming down from the Raptors. I don't know if you saw that, but I thought that was pretty cool for his last TV taping, to come down from the Raptors on that zip line.
Yeah, Sting always had good entrances most of the time.
So now we get to, you know, we're just dredging through the mud right now, trying to get through all this negativity before we get the Royal Hawaiian on.
Yeah.
So there's been some allegations about Triple H, possibly in the same vicinity of Vince McMahon and those kind of scandals. But don't be too concerned, Sonia, because the source is Ryback. And as you guys know, Ryback isn't really the most reliable when it comes to news. I just wanted to bait you with that. I messaged Sonia earlier today telling her that there's some new Triple H stuff. She called me crying saying, "Are you kidding?" I'm like, "I'll talk to you tonight about it." So sorry, Sonia. That was a little shake and dash.
Yeah, Triple H and Shawn Michaels are two of my favorite forever. So if anything bad about them, it like breaks my heart immediately. So even just to hear that he might be involved in it, it's very sad.
Yeah, it's definitely defeating to hear that kind of news. But yeah, like I said, it's from Ryback, so it's just as valid as Hulk Hogan saying he wrestled 500 days out of a year, you know, so we're good on that. Moving on to lighter side, you know, the Miz and the Mrs. Maryse, right? Maryse has been suffering with some pre-cancer situations going on in her ovaries. 2 weeks ago, she got laparoscopic surgery, and as of yesterday, being 2 weeks later, she's able to recover a little more, and she's not out of the clear yet, but she's a lot better than how she was. And I know how much you care about the Miz and Maryse, so, you know, I just want to put a little good news as we start climbing out of the mud into something brighter.
Yeah, that's very sad. I mean, at least they found it in time, because I heard she was having a lot of health issues and they couldn't find what was actually happening until they went in and found like a bunch of stuff on her ovaries.
Yeah, that can't be fun. You know, I'm a gentleman, so I can only imagine, like, the male version is just as bad, you know, but we're glad to hear that she's taking action. And worst case, worst, she's already got beautiful kids and a legacy, you know. It's sad regardless.
Yeah.
If it was someone younger, you know, someone who didn't have that option. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I agree with you on that.
Speaking about babies, you know, last week I told everybody how I went to WWE Raw, had the time of my life. Cody Rhodes was there. He was signing boots and throwing them out into the crowd, the boots of Jey Uso. I guess this week after Raw, in the dark, you know, after they stopped cutting, Cody Rhodes had a live, what's it called, a gender reveal. And he revealed to him that he is having a baby boy. How do you feel about that, Cody Rhodes? As a daughter, as we all know, but now he's going to add a little baby boy to the family.
I think that's awesome, because then now he could teach his son wrestling like his dad did for him and stuff, if that's what he wants, which I'm sure he does, you know? I mean, he could teach his daughter too, but I'm sure for him it would be much better to do it with the son.
Yeah, and
the
wife, you also
could do
how the Rock feels
the
about Ava. Yes, very true. Brandi Rhodes has gotten into the ring and knows how to scrap.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so that's all the sad news. What else is going on? Yeah, sorry.
This Rob Van Dam thing that you have here. What's this
about?
Okay.
Yeah, so Rob Van Dam was on a podcast earlier this week. He read the 64-page allegation suit or whatnot. And I don't know if RVD is, you know, just because he's under substance or if he's a brilliant man, but he's suggesting that some of the text messages that McMahon sent to Janelle Grant implied that he wasn't talking about lawyers, but, you know, people associated with the mafia, which made me think, you know, with the McMahons running out of New York and the mafia being a prominent group, like, you know, maybe there is some sort of connection, you know, but there's nothing set in stone, but it was definitely some speculation I wanted to throw on the podcast for everybody to think about, you know, because running territories around the mafia, you know, who knows? Vince said some things like, I'll call people to end this, you know, and I don't think he's talking about lawyers. At least that's what Rob Van Dam was suggesting.
He could have still kept paying the girls and he wouldn't have the problem.
Yeah, or he could have never done it, but that's in
the
past.
We're
moving forward now.
You can't go that far back.
Nope.
All right. Commercial time.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll have a quick commercial, and then when we get back, the Royal Hawaiian.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway, or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you check out Paul's Photos in the beautiful city of Torrance. Paul's Photos has the best accessibility when it comes to photography equipment, whether you'd like to get your photo taken. Maybe you want to learn the trade of photography, or even digitize your family albums. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Paul's Photos truly has it all in the center of media. Paul's Photos, man, it's a great spot. I've been there a couple of times. I updated the headshot once or twice, you know. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the Torrance area, please check out Paul's Photos. At this time, we'll be giving the Royal Hawaiian a call. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening right now, give us about, you know, 5 minutes to talk to a breaker in before we take in any calls. So with that being said.
Hello?
Aloha, is this the Royal Hawaiian?
Aloha, it is. How are you?
I'm doing well tonight. Thank you for being part of UWC Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. How has your night been? How's your week been? Tell us a little bit.
Well, that's hard to say. I don't know if you know, but I've been pretty sick lately. So this last go-around, I hadn't left the house for 10 days. Until this past weekend, and I got together with my buddy Juan and, you know, did the weekend thing, lunch, and went to see the Bob Marley show. And then the next day we went to Championship Wrestling in Long Beach at the, Thunder Studios, and went to go watch AJ Mana, of course, going to support him, and J-Rod was there. So it was I got a group of about 20 of us to go out and kind of just support them, and you know, this for TV, so they did like three episodes, so it was good fun. Good night of wrestling and hanging out with the guys and girls, and you know, good fun. Other than that, I'm just trying to get well, and you know, I haven't been out working or doing shows since November, so it's been going on 4 months, so I'm kind of bummed, but yeah, so trying to get back out there.
Well, I'm glad you're still kicking, you know, like you said, you've been dealing with some sickness, not feeling too well, but at the same time, I'm glad you're able to feel well enough to get back into the world of wrestling. Seeing AJ Maya, seeing J-Rod, that's got to be a fun time.
Yeah, good fun. All the guys that were there and the girls. They didn't have enough women's matches, so that was a thing that I, you know, kind of always like when someone wants me to come and do a show or a meet and greet and stuff like that. I like to ask them, you know, how many women's matches do you have? Because, you know, in this day and age, having a show like this, I think there were 16 matches and they only had 2 ladies matches. So that just doesn't sit good with me, because you know me, I promote the women's wrestling as well as the guys. But, you know, I mean, if you're going to have a show and you break it down and it's only four matches, you got to at least have one ladies match. And with this, there should have been like four or five matches, and there was 2. So, you know, that's the thing. We need to kind of get it out there. And this weekend, there's an all-women's show. So if anybody's interested in that on Saturday, March 2nd, you've got Future of Women's Wrestling. So that's in Stanton this weekend. So check that out if you want to go and see a ladies show. And that one's all ladies. So that one's always a good one to go to if you want to see, you know, the local girls. And some of them are from out of town, but, you know, I'm always trying to support the ladies shows and try to get these promoters to get more ladies matches in there. So that's always my gripe. You know, I get on my soapbox about that, but, you know, in this day and age, there's enough ladies out there, you know, training to get into shows and stuff that, you know, you shouldn't have 1 or 2 ladies matches. That's just not enough. So my buddy Juan goes to check out the girls. You know? So we need to make sure there's enough ladies matches in there. So, but.
And you said that show is going to be on March 2nd in Stanton?
Yeah, March 2nd in Stanton. I think, you know what, I don't know what the bell time is. Probably it's a Saturday. I don't know if it's 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, but just check it out on the website. But it's Stanton on Saturday. I could probably look it up. But, yeah, so that's going on. What else is going on this weekend? We're going to normally I get together with my, group of my wrestling buddies, and we go watch AEW pay-per-view or whatever pay-per-view is on, and we usually go to the movie theaters. So we go to AMC and they show it there. You know, you can be in your recliner chairs and can eat popcorn and see it on the big screen. But for some reason this time, AEW Revolution isn't going to be showing at the theaters. So we're going to Dave and Buster's for that. So we're going to the Dave and Buster's in Torrance at the Del Amo Shopping Center. They're showing it there. So if anybody's interested in watching.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. Lots of fun. It's a little bit louder in the DMVs because, of course, it's a bar, right? But we have a good time at the movie theater. So I always post it just to see what other, whether they're GLOW fans or just wrestling fans. We just get together and, you know, we go out and you're in the theater watching it with a bunch of other wrestling fans. So it's cool. It's a lot of fun. If you can't go to a real one, you know what I mean? And like what's that?
We have a caller for you.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to let them in.
Who's calling?
I don't know.
We're going to find out together.
Hello, April.
Hi,
hi,
is Juan?
That's in council.
Yes. Yes, it's me, Juan.
You always get in, huh?
Yeah.
We were just talking about you. What's going on?
Yeah, hey, I have a question. After you did the pilot, right? How many more matches were you not nervous anymore?
Oh, I always get nervous, Juan. Anytime, even when I start, I've been a performer. I've been dancing since I was 5 years old, and the older I got, it got a little bit, probably less, and then I think it turned to I got more nervous. So when I was doing GLOW, I always had to run to the restroom before I did a show. Just like if I was dancing and I was doing a show and the show was just starting, I always had to go to the restroom right before I performed. And so I think with Glow, it didn't matter. I think just the, it's exciting. So you're kind of amped up and all that. So your nerves are always there. I don't know if you, I mean, for me anyway, I don't know if you ever get over like having the butterflies or the little bit of the nerves, because that's part of the excitement of, you know, and especially with wrestling, for me, it's a it was a different excitement. You know, I've always enjoyed live entertaining. Like, I preferred doing live theater or live dance shows or theatrical, whatever. So with the wrestling, it was just even more exciting, I think. I think it was probably the most exciting of me having to perform live, but I always got nervous. I don't think through the whole time, every episode, I think I was nervous. Funny, no one's ever asked me that. But that's my thing, is before performing, I always had to run to the restroom. It doesn't matter how many times I go before, I still had to go right before it was time to go on. So we were just talking about going out on Sunday, so I'll see you on Sunday.
Okay.
For AEW. But, yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yes, April. My friend Steve told me to tell you hi.
Who's that?
My friend Steve told me to tell you hi.
Oh, okay. Tell him I said hi.
Okay.
Tell him we still got to go have pizza.
We will.
All right. Well, thanks so much for making it through. You always seem to get through.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. All right.
Talk
aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. Bye.
All right. We have another caller for you. I'm going to patch them in now.
Oh, what? Oh, wow.
Oh, my
okay.
Welcome to United Wrestling Council. Who's this?
Hello, this is George.
Hey, George.
Hi, April.
How's it going?
Long time no see. Pretty good.
I know. I wish you were coming out this weekend.
Yeah, I know. I wish too.
I know.
I have a question. My prediction: Drew McIntyre, if at WrestleMania, do you think this is his time with now this time with fans? And do you think that he should have a long? And do you think he should have a long title range until next year of Royal Rumble, when CM Punk wins and challenges Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania 41?
Well, I have always, and anybody that knows, you guys all know that he's my guy, and I'm gonna tell you how funny too, Lance, that I got ready, was getting ready for the show, and I told Juan, okay, I got to get ready. I know that this is a radio show, but do you know that I did my makeup and my hair, and I went into the closet, and I was thinking, what was I going to put on? And guess what I was going to put on? I was going to put my kilt and my Drew McIntyre outfit on. And I'm like going, people, what are you doing? It's a radio show. You're not even on camera. So I couldn't believe it. But I think that Drew is due. I don't think WWE has given him, since COVID, I mean, he got robbed. That was, you know, he got the, he won, and what? He's in the middle of an arena with nobody? That was just not right.
Yes,
exactly.
And then he was,
you know? Yeah, so I think he's due. Then they had him in the UK, and they still didn't. He still didn't win. So I think that was WWE's opportunity to make things right. The fans, you know, the Drew McIntyre fans are not happy. I think it's time. He's due, and you know, I'm still one. I know everybody's gonna. I'm gonna get flack for it, but Roman Reigns and you know that whole bloodline. Is, you know, I know they want it to run for so many days and over and beat the last record and all that. I'm tired. So that's the other thing. If that ever comes up, I think
we
need to match somebody good. Okay, are you on the same page as me?
Yes.
I just, you know, I'm
tired of it
already,
too.
So
I've been
at,
tired of it.
You know,
look,
I mean, good question, George, because look at Drew McIntyre. Roman Reigns. Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns. Look at the imbalance.
That should have been at WrestleMania.
For how long? Yeah. So I can't wait.
Yeah, that should have been like a long time ago, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see. I mean, you know, a lot of people, I don't know. I guess I could, that could be kind of one of mine. I'm going to be starting a podcast, I'm supposed to, with Otto von Klutsch, but we'll see. But that's kind of one of my thing is I don't know what the take with fans is about Drew McIntyre. Because, you know, everybody knows I like him, and I don't just like him because he's a good-looking guy and all that. I like his style. I like his wrestling. I think, you know, I think he's good. I think he has a good, you know, his whole persona, his, you know, everything about him. I didn't really like him at the beginning. I don't know. I guess he had to grow on me, but so I like him. I just, he is my favorite. You know, I always say he's my boyfriend. Just don't tell his wife, you know? And so I'm waiting for him to have his day. You know what I mean? So to answer your question, I think he needs to win and I hope he does well, you know, come WrestleMania. So we'll see.
I agree.
Good question.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And my other question Bianca Belair versus Jane Cargill.
Well, that's going to be, you know, Bianca's my girl too, but boy, Cargill, I mean, you look at her,
but,
you know, a lot of people.
I don't know if it's happened. I'm sorry, but I don't know if it has happened, but it was a tease at the Royal Rumble, you know?
Yeah. Really was. And, you know, a lot of people think she's younger than she is, but Cargill is, like, in her mid-30s. So someone else was saying, oh, yeah, she's, like, 28 or something. I said, no, she's a little bit older than that. But that lady is hot. That's a specimen. And so, you know, that's going to be a tough one. And, you know, I love Bianca, and she's just amazing too. And it's funny, we were talking about this weekend because J-Rod in the show this past Sunday, J-Rod does the same kind of moves like Bianca does, where she does a squat with the girl on her shoulders, right? And so J-Rod did this weekend, and I'm like, oh, man, look at her. So she's really good. But Bianca is my girl, but I know it's going to be a tough one. So, you know, I'm always cheering for Bianca, but I'm interested to see how that goes because that's going
to
be two really strong women. What's that?
I would like to see them as a tag team.
Oh, that would be
dominating. They will dominate the tag team division.
Totally. I don't know who could you put up against them. You know what I mean? That'd
no,
be interesting.
There's nobody
That'd
there.
Be
no.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know
the Tonga
who you
twins?
Would. Who, nah, no way. No way. No, the Tonga Twins. I like the Tonga Twins. And those are my girls from WOW and everything. But I don't think, no. I mean, if anything, I think you got to get some experienced wrestlers. You know, like you got to do a Charlotte Flair. And, I mean, I don't like Becky Lynch, you know, but you know, it's that kind of caliber wrestlers that I think if you tried to put Bianca and Cargill together, you gotta get two experienced wrestlers. Maybe
kind of like a female version of the Road Warriors.
We have another
one? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, George, we'll see what goes on with that.
United Wrestling Council.
That's the match, and we'll see.
Sure thing. We'll keep
but
in touch.
But thank you for calling in.
Take care. No problem.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks. Bye, George.
Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Hello?
You have someone
Paul,
else?
Are you there?
Hi, this is Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. Welcome to UWC Radio.
Hi.
Wow, I got all my guys on tonight.
Bianca and Jade Cargill team would be incredible. I had been thinking that they were a little bit, you know, the Undertaker and Kane, the Brothers of Destruction, but I think I like the Road Warriors analogy even better. I think they would be, because they're both so powerful and so fast. But they've also, you know, unlike the Road Warriors who were very similar, they've got almost opposite vibes because Jade is so cool and, you know, arrogant and Bianca is so warm, like fire and ice or something.
Yeah, that would be an amazing tag team. I just don't know who you could match up for it to be, you know, competitive. Because you got to get two strong two strong wrestlers. Maybe
the Kabuki Warriors, the tag team champions.
Yeah, I was thinking that's what I was thinking. Or I was thinking, gosh, you guys, you know, I go through my senior moments. What's the Japanese girl? She's real popular. She's one in Asuka. The one that does the paint and spits the Asuka. Thank you. I'm like,
yeah.
You know, it's like I know who she is. I just get lost for. But I was gonna say maybe like an Asuka. I know a weird combination, but you need someone like a Charlotte Flair or a Becky Lynch mixed with Asuka. You know, something kind of like that where you're getting a good solid wrestler. You know, like
yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of who else. I really
Asuka would do amazing.
Like,
she and Kyrie
yeah,
are the
think,
tag team champions
so.
Right now, the
yeah.
women's tag team champions. So I think they would be great if they wanted to set that up for WrestleMania. But I might do Jade versus Bianca as a match at Mania, and then have them develop respect for each other afterwards and become a tag team.
Yeah, well they're gonna wrestle at WrestleMania against each other, but we were saying, wouldn't they be a powerful tag team? And I said, heck yeah. I mean,
yeah, hopefully
that's, yeah. So that's crazy.
The show, this Saturday is at 5 PM. I heard you asking about the time.
Oh, thank you. Okay. 5 PM. So you guys, if you're interested in watching some women's wrestling this weekend, it's at 5 PM in Stanton. It's on Catella Avenue. I want to say, I think it's the Taekwondo
Jiu-Jitsu
Dojo
Center.
Yeah, Jiu-Jitsu
the
Center.
Palace
that's where it's
Malice.
At. Yeah,
I love that place.
Yeah, that's where it's at. So it's right off the 91, I believe, 91 Freeway and Beach Boulevard, somewhere in that area. I've been there several times, but yeah. So if you guys are available to head out there and want to see some lady wrestling, that's at 5 p.m. Thank you, Charlie, for checking that out. But,
sure. So,
well, so
I
guess I got
you.
All the guys are calling in, huh?
Yep. I was going to ask
yeah.
you, so if they were, I know they've tried making GLOW again more recently since your version, but if they were to try a third time, do you think that the concept would work today? Do you think there's stuff that they could keep, or is it too politically incorrect for our times? How do you think it would adapt?
Well, you kind of hit that one on the head.
Yeah.
There are things that happened in original GLOW that we wouldn't be able to do today. That's just, you know, having the heavy metal sisters, you know, cutting up watermelon and putting them on Ebony's head, or Nanushka stomping on the American flag, you know, and all those kinds of things. I just, you know, they wouldn't fly today, but you know, I think it, what?
I said, yeah, you'd be canceled for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure. But I think, you know, with the popularity of the show, which, you know, our fan base is still stronger than ever. We get asked all the time, why don't they bring it back? Why doesn't someone this? And, you know, there was some kind of talk about even Netflix bringing back even maybe a two-hour show, or maybe doing the fourth episode that canceled. But regular, original GLOW, you know, I would think there's still enough of us around. But I think if you got the mix with us, you know, like I always – kind of suggested, bring back GLOW and have the original GLOW girls mentoring their wrestler. So like, for example, me coming up with not another Royal Hawaiian, but, you know, who knows what the character might be, but she would be like, kind of like a Mount Fiji, Little Fiji kind of concept, but us kind of being the manager of a new GLOW wrestler, you know? So instead of having just the manager for the good girls and the manager for the bad girls, have the original GLOW girls mentoring their wrestler kind of thing. I don't know. That was kind of just my twist that I've always talked about, that I think it could go. Like you did say, they tried it before. It didn't work. I don't know. I think you just got to get the right person to want to do the show, and then get the old girls that are still interested in doing that is, who knows, make another run at it. I think it's still, you know, it would still be popular, you know, but who knows? You never know. Like I always say, you never know what's in the future. Never say never. Something might come up. We don't know. So get it out there, Charlie. Write something. And for those of you that don't know, Charlie, so Charlie Jenkins is an author, and he wrote the book American Wrestling, 1989. It's funny. I have it right here in my hand, Charlie. I got yours, and so I can plug Josie's too. So Josie is my other author friend, and she did Ringmasters, which is the story of Vince and the unmaking of America. So those are two books that right now, with all the controversy and everything going on with Vince McMahon, check out Josie's. She goes under what is her Abraham Joseph and Reisman. So you guys could check out those two books. Those are two wrestling books that are these two of my buddies that I hang with for wrestling and stuff. So check those out. And we're going to be going out for wrestling on Sunday to go see AEW. So that's always a good fun time. So I'll see you on Sunday, Charlie.
Yep, I'll see you then. Okay, take care.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling in.
I think I remember that guy. They were at the booth across from us at WrestleCon.
Yes, right? Yes, you're right. You're exactly right. They were at WrestleCon right across the way. You're right. Those were the three. There were the three guys. Yeah, that was them.
Yeah.
So I'm doing some stuff with them, and yeah, two good wrestling enthusiasts, and got all the details and the info down and up on top of all the latest wrestling, you know, whatever's going on and stuff. So yeah, so we're kind of always trying to see what's going on, and they keep me up on everything, you know. And unfortunately, I lost my other buddy, and his birthday is actually this week, as a matter of fact.
About that,
Sam Weiss, and my buddy that passed away. He was my original connection to wrestling. He would keep me up to date on whatever I missed on Raw or SmackDown or whatever was on that I didn't get to catch. He would give me all my updates, and so I missed that. Rest in peace, Sam, and happy heavenly birthday. But so now I got Charlie and Juan and the rest of the group that, you know, we still try and stay up to date on what's going on. Well, so what else you got for me? Any specific questions?
We're actually going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we get back, I do have some more questions for you. So everybody stay tuned to UWC Radio on Blog Talk Radio.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway, or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memories. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Welcome back to UWC Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. It's your host, Lance. I'm here with Sonya, and I'm here with the Royal Hawaiian. We've had a couple of call-ins, a lot of fans coming in showing love and appreciation, but now we're getting back into the meat of the matter. So Royal Hawaiian, as you were talking to one of the callers, they were talking about the potential revive of GLOW and how it wouldn't really work down. But how do you feel about this WOW show that's been coming out? How do you feel about that lately as a product?
Oh, it's great. You know, I'm there at a lot of the filmings of the show, And, you know, David McLean was the producer of our show, who produces WOW still today. And, yeah, it's great. Everybody that it's a new show, and it's not new. It's new to mainstream TV. They've been on now. This is the second season. But WOW's been around, I want to say, at least 20 years, you know, because he left WOW. He left GLOW, went to POW, then to WOW. And so it's great. I mean, his money executive and backer is Jeannie Buss from the Lakers. And the girls, you know, he's at it. I've got quite a few of them in that I just love, love, love. But all the girls are great. You know, it's a good show to go to if you guys are looking to experience the filming of a show. If you can't get to one of the big WWE or AEW or Impact, WOW, especially because it's an all-women show, also just like UWW out of Vegas, they come here and film as well, so we participate in that. But WOW is exciting, too. It reminds me of back in my GLOW days, you know, same kind of thing. Just, you know, it doesn't have all the skits and, you know, all the shtick and comedy stuff that we did, but that's kind of what David McLean didn't really like on our show. He wanted more of a wrestling, like how WOW is today. So it's good. So I recommend check it out. They're on Saturday night, KCAL 9 at 11, and then I think their replay on Sunday is midnight. So you have two chances a week to catch them. But, you know, you got the Tonga twins, you got Tiki, you got Keita Rush, you got Jesse Jones, you got all the different girls. You got Reina Del Rey, and you got the cheerleaders, and the I forget what the, I'm sorry, I feel so bad. I want to say a bad word, but it's truckers. They're the mother and daughter, like trucker country girls. But yeah, all of them. We've got Candy Girl, who is now Sugar on WOW, and then we got Butts, who is now and these are my senior moments, you guys. See, hers is, she's like a student, something of the class. I forget what her wrestling name is, but you get a lot, you've got a lot of them. Yes, the class master. Thank you very much. See, as soon as you say it, I know it, but it's like, I swear, I have so many senior moments now. I can't even believe I turned 60 last year, and my birthday's coming up already. I can't believe it. I'm going to be 61. And so I'm like, oh, my God. Some guy I met the other day, can you believe you thought I was 38 years old? I said, are you kidding me? I'm old enough to be your grandmother. Not just mother, grandmother. You know, and I'm like, 38? I don't think so. I said, it's been 38 years since I did GLOW. But, yeah, I really like WOW. I have a good time going. I love to watch them. It's exciting. You know, they got all the different characters. And you know, I would say as soon as you guys see the dates coming out, the fans, just, you know, try and go out and check them out and support. I'm always, you know, I'm always there to support the women. So women supporting women, that's, you know, that's what I like to do, is help promote and get people out to see them. But it would be kind of cool, huh, if they brought back GLOW. In some capacity, that'd be kind of fun, but who knows? You never know. But I was going to say, one thing I wanted to mention was, I know you guys, I talked about my health and being good, but my little grandson is doing a little bit better. I don't know if you guys saw the latest I posted, and that's Benson Koa Ikaika. He's still on 24/7. Dialysis, and he's getting stronger. They took him off the breathing tube yesterday. He went off of 2 meds, but he's still on 24/7 dialysis and will be until he's strong enough to get a kidney transplant. So that's the plan. There's no way for him to survive without that. So I do have a GoFundMe set up for the baby and my son and daughter-in-law to get, because the hospital bills are going to be through the roof. But you can go on the link is in my bio. It's GoFundMe, and then it's 52EEG030. But you can find the link on my pages. But just to give you guys an update that, yeah, yesterday he had a really good day, and my daughter-in-law got to hear him cry for the first time. So that, you know, you think, oh, crying, I wish that baby would shut up, you know, like this was – kind of just a milestone. He turned 1 month old on the 20th of February, so this was really exciting yesterday. So just to plug that a little, because I know you guys are all sending prayers and love and all that, so I appreciate it. And if not being able to donate, that's okay. If you could share the link, I would appreciate it. And then everything else going on, you know what? There's a show coming up in May. It's the WrestleSoul New Jersey. I was supposed to go, but I'm not. But it's May 18th and 19th in Jersey. If you guys are in the area and go see Frankster Rules. That's my buddy Frank that does all the wrestling caricatures, and he does a lot of my artwork for my shirts and merchandise and stuff. So always like to just let him know that I'm thinking about him. And then another show I'm doing next week is Dana Palooza. It's going to be an interview, a women's wrestling panel. And it will be an interview, but the podcast won't drop until Sunday, March 10th on YouTube. So we'll do that. And, you know, I always like coming on and seeing you guys. I guess I'll see the next show for UWC is June, so we'll be looking out for that. Do you know what the date is on that show?
30th.
June 30th? 30th, yes. Okay, I couldn't remember if it was the 30th or not. But, yeah, so that's kind of what's going on, and just trying to get healthy and working out, and, you know, it's one thing after another. I just seem to not be able to get away from new diagnosis. I just got diagnosed with arthritis and bursitis in my hip, so very painful, and so now I have that on the same side as my stupid sciatica, so I'm still walking with the cane right now, so I'm, you know, it's a bummer, but it is what it is. Getting old sucks, so you guys take care of yourself.
Getting old isn't,
you know,
for the
unfortunately,
week.
What's that?
Getting old isn't for the week.
Well, I tell you, but you know what? It started with all my wrestling injuries, but still, you know, I try and tell you young guys, be healthy, take care of yourself, because as you age, even you being in good shape, it's hard when you get older. So if you have injuries, then it's twice as bad, you know. So, but we'll talk later. I know we were talking about my CBD, which usually saves me. And so I'm really pro.
I will tell you something when I see you in June.
Yeah.
That should help.
Okay.
You.
Well, if I don't see you before then, hopefully. Maybe I'll see you before then, I hope. Yeah.
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 We'll
talk to you then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what else? Anything else going on with you, Lance?
Not much going on with me. Just real quick, I want to say I admire your strength. You know, you go through, as you said, the last couple months, you've been having some medical issues, and then with your family, with Benson, you know, having some issues. But despite all that, you still manage to have that optimism. You still carry that smile. And that's something that I don't see in a lot of people that go through situations like that. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to, you know, on the air, admire your strength and your personality to persevere with a smile opposed to being pessimistic about the situation. You truly are an icon for women and people in the wrestling business in general. You know, you just keep that aspiration up, and that keeps someone like me on the down low, keeps me boosted in times like this. Like, it could always be worse, and your mindset is like 95% of the battle. So I just want to, you know, let you know how I feel about you in that regard. You know, you're a very strong woman. You're still around and kicking. You're not letting anything, you know, bring you down and keep you down. It might take you down, but you get right back up before the 10 count. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it. It's, you know, it's tough, but you got to just keep, you know, moving and keep pushing forward. And, you know, you look at it and, you know, someone else's situation, you know, is possibly worse than yours. So you just got to keep going. That's why even through all this, you know, I'm, if people ask what I do, and I tell them I'm a professional patient. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I'm at the rehab center Monday through Friday, and now even Saturday. So they're like, what do you mean? And I said, I'm so busted up. I said, I go to aqua therapy twice a week. I go to physical therapy twice a week. I have hand therapy twice a week because I have 3 trigger fingers on each hand. And so it is really bad. You know, so sometimes I was only going Monday through Friday, but now that they added all these other things, and then I just got this diagnosis with arthritis. They added a Saturday to the mix, and I'm like, really? I said so. But, you know, and then in addition, I go to the gym to work out. So when I can't get in the pool through the rehab, I go to the pool at the gym at 24-Hour Fitness because the pool is my medication. So versus taking a narcotic pill, because I'm not a pill popper, my form of medicine is jumping in the water and doing a water workout. I don't swim. Everybody says, oh, but I can't swim. I can't either. I got a dislocated shoulder. I got back and neck issues. I go in the water, though, to do my workout. What I would normally do in the gym with weights, I do in the pool with pool weights and exercises. So there's a lot to do. I've done a couple lives where I've done my full workout for everybody to see what I actually do. So, you know, that's what keeps me going. I have to work out even when I'm in pain. Like for this last 10 days, I literally could not get out of bed. That's how bad the pain was. But even though I was at home, I was still doing my weights here at home and doing all my, you know, my exercises, my stretches, squats, you know, everything. I mean, someone even mentioned that I got chicken legs now, and legs have been my thing. I had the hugest legs in GLOW, but they're saying, you're losing too much weight. You got chicken legs. I said, no, don't tell me that. So, yeah, so you just got to keep going, you know, motivate. You know, you got to find something to keep you, you know, motivated and just keep going. You know, you might, like you said, you might be down, but you got to not stay down. You got to get up. And, you know, for me, unfortunately, it's the pain that stops me because I physically can't, you know, I can't do certain things for a certain amount of time. And that's why I haven't been doing, you know, so many appearances because it's the physical part. Even though I have Juan to help and set up and do all of that, it's the physical, you know, getting up and going and being able to walk. Being, you know, some days I'm just not, you know, so I have to really work at it. And I do have also fibromyalgia, the worst thing for it is to be sedentary. So if I just lay around, it's not good. That ends up bringing on more of the symptoms. So I got to stay active. I got to stay moving. So even if I'm home and I can't get in the car and drive to a show or do something, I'm working out here at home because I have to. So, you know, you guys got to just, whatever your ailment or mental problem or whatever, you got to just, you know, you got to work through it and, you know, reach out for help. I'm an advocate for suicide prevention. So I always tell people, you know, your mental state is just as important as your physical state and your conditioning. So if you need help, you got to reach out. There's resources, you know, you got to call, got to talk to someone. Don't isolate yourself. You know, you always got to reach out for help. So I do work with Patrick J. Martinez on Ham Radio. And we do a couple episodes a year on suicide prevention. And I also have Carol Castle, who's in Minnesota. She does suicide prevention with the wrestling group there. So, you know, you just got to keep going, guys, you know. And at any time, you know, you guys need me to help out with anything, you know, I'm always available. So,
and with so much on your plate and so many things you're going through, you still – offer a helping hand to anybody willing to grow in the business, and that's just an applause in itself.
You know, unfortunately, that's my that's who I am. You know, my son always tells me, Mom, you got to stop doing that. You can't help everybody. I think I can save the world. You know, I've gotten a little bit better. You know, my circle has gotten a little smaller because of, you know, takers will always be takers. I'm one for that. I'm a giver. I'm not a taker. And so, you know, I am always offering my help and assistance. And, you know, the girls that, you know, I mentor or offer assistance and they ask, I've even had some of the guy referees ask, after the show, can I pick your brain? Can I talk to you? You know, which is, you know, kind of unusual, but they want to know, like, how do you think I did? And what do you think I could do better? And, you know, I mean, I always plug my buddy Amber, Ref Amber from Vegas. That's Otto von Klutsch's wife. She's a great referee. If you ever see her at any of the women's shows, she's amazing. She knows how to position herself, all the stuff. So, you know, I'm always available. I may not have all the answers or I don't know what it is you might be inquiring about, but I'll find out or, you know, I'll reach out to my resources and try to use, you know, what I can get and what info I could pass on or what I can find out for you. But yeah, always please. I'm always available to help and promote and, you know, do all that. For me, it's not about the money, but it's about giving back and, you know, starting at a beginning level. And I support the indie wrestling and all the promotions. So whether they're here or somewhere else, because someone else just commented, one of my friends in, oh gosh, sorry, I forget where he's at. I promoted him, Ohio. I shared his show's promo. And then one of the friends here in California said, oh, I'm not going all the way to Ohio for that. And I said, no, I'm not telling you, Cali, to go there. I said, but I'm trying to share their flyer because in their promo, because you never know who's going to see it, you know. I had someone come visit me at a show here in Cali. They were from Rhode Island. And when they came to see me, I said, oh, so where are you from? They said, oh, we're from Rhode Island. We're here on vacation. I said, well, what the heck are you doing here at this wrestling show? They said, we saw you on the flyer, and we wanted to come meet you. So they came. But they were from Rhode Island. I said, well, how did you find out? And they said, well, one of our buddies that's into wrestling has a page, and your flyer was on his page. And that's because I share my stuff on other wrestling, you know, pages. And that's how it gets out. So you never know who's going to see it, right? So that's why I do it. You know, you'll see my stories. I try and promote whoever, you know, Santana Jackson's here, was there, or, you know, Carlito, or, you know, Cha-Cha Charlie, or, you know, Nikita Lyons, whoever it is. I'm out, you know, promoting whatever they're promoting, you know, to get it out and share it. That's what we got to do. Got to support each other, you know? So.
Of course. And, just one last thing before we let you go. We do have an international fan base, people listening in right now. You talk about how you help people with promotions, but where can people find you on social media so that way they can be in the loop and, you know, we might be hearing someone in Ohio right now.
Sure. Well, so Facebook is under April Hom, so H-O-M as in Mary. Instagram, it's Royal Hawaiian 25. Twitter is glow_royal. And then I think, what is the new one? Thread?
Yeah.
So that one, I think is the same. glow_royal, I believe. And then my email is aprilhom, H-O-M, 25@gmail.com. And you could pretty much Google me and then it'll take you there to one of the sources, you know, and whatever, you have an event coming up or you want to do a meet and greet or, you know, whatever for booking, send me a request at any of those and we'll see. The other thing is I'm supposed to go to WrestleCon in Philly, but that's kind of on like a last minute kind of thing at this point because I don't know what's going on with the baby and my priorities right now are my health and the baby. So everything else kind of is secondary, but I do have the possibility to be at WrestleCon in Philly, but I won't know until really closer to the day. So I'll post that on my pages to let fans know. So, but thank you so much for letting me come on and visit with you guys and talk to a few of the fans, my buddies. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
We
thank you for coming on. We appreciate catching up with you and talking to you. You're always a fountain of knowledge. You know, I love to pick your brain whenever I can. So hopefully I'll see you sooner than later. I'd love to see you before June, but we'll see how the wind goes.
Yeah. Yes, we'll see. Okay, guys, we'll talk to you soon. Aloha and have a great rest of your night.
You too.
Thank
Bye.
You. Take care now.
Okay, talk to you later. Thanks, Lance.
You're welcome. Bye. Anytime.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after a quick message from, well, you just have to wait and see.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer.
Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Paul's Photo. I want to shout him out one more time. If you guys have any questions, concerns, you want to train to be a photographer, you need photography equipment, you know, make sure you check out Paul's Photos in the city of Torrance. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to do my Saturday Night Live wrap-up, you know. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. We had many callers like George. We had Juan. We had Joey. We had Mike Triple M. I want to thank my co-host Sonia over here for holding it down on the board. You know, I want to thank everybody that tuned in and listened. I really do appreciate you guys. Make sure you check out the Royal Hawaiians page so you can get that GoFundMe to help Benson.
Yes.
And his bill's coming up, you know. He's a young man, and he's already indebted to the system. Ain't that something, you know what I mean? And I guess we'll talk about Elimination Chamber some other time. We're against the clock. Sonia, is there anything you want to say to the loving people?
Just go donate to the Royal Hawaiians grandbaby.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. That's Royal Hawaiian 25 on Instagram, April Hom. You can find that on Facebook. And with that being said, thank you for tuning in. You could have been anywhere else in the world right now, but you're here with us. We'll see you live next week at UWC Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Good night.